We've got two gentlemen in from the Moving Up team, the Isle of Wight College. One is happy and one is fairly grumpy. Should we deal with Mr. Grumpy first? Let's welcome Harry. You all right, Harry?
Yeah, all right.
Harry's a Man United fan.
Yeah.
And things aren't going too well at the moment, are they?
I mean, we're getting a bit unlucky, you know, it happens.
But, I mean, the weekend, I mean, you totally outplayed by Wolves.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because, you know, we need some signings in defensive, like most clubs in the Premier League, because it's hard to find quality centre-backs these days. And the ones that are out there are either, like, 29, you know, not at the end of their career, and the one, or really young and need playtime.
Right, OK. And look, let's cut through it, OK? Yeah. Things ain't going too good.
No.
Mourinho. Going to stay, or is he going to be replaced by someone else?
See, I liked Mourinho when he came in. He has done a lot of positive things for the club, but his style of football is slightly outdated, and I don't think in this modern Premier League era it will have the same effect that it used to.
Right, okay. So you think he's gone then? By Christmas? Yeah. End of the year? End of the season?
End of the season.
End of the season. And they'll just get rid. Who do you reckon will come in?
I mean, there's rumours about Zidane, but I don't see why Zidane would come off winning three Champions Leagues to go to a Man United, who at best at the moment is mediocre.
Yeah, so. But that's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a challenge.
I
mean, it would, if he could turn Manchester United around, it would prove that he's, you know, a world-class manager. Because there's the argument when he was at Real Madrid, he had world-class talent. He had Ronaldo, he had Modric, he had Kroos, all these great players.
Yeah. And listen, Modric won World Player of the Year last night.
Yeah.
Fantastic achievement, great player. Charlie's looking really bored because he hates football. Don't you, Charlie?
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Complete waste of time. Now, look, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Charlie. You were in the couple of weeks ago, and you had your cap on, and you looked like with it. You looked like at home in a radio studio, and this week you've gone for the no-hat look, and you look totally different. So what's with the hat? Do you wear that hat all the time? Obviously not today.
Most of the time, yeah. It's a comfort thing, really.
Is it?
Just today I was like, yeah, try something now.
Are you out of your comfort zone now without your hat?
That's all right.
You're all right, yeah? You're feeling comfortable?
Yeah.
I've got to say, you told me something off-air a couple of weeks ago, and it was incredible what you told me, because I thought, well, wow, that's just wow. Because you come in, you've got a smile on your face, and I'm guessing you're enjoying this.
Yeah, actually, I am. Yeah.
You're liking the radio stuff?
Yeah, it's helping me out.
And you're helping you out in what way?
Confidence.
Confidence,
yeah,
excellent.
A lot of confidence.
Good. And you seem more confident than you did when you came in a couple of weeks ago. So it's not just about the hat and the hat
yeah.
thing. What did you do on the show? What's your feature?
The gaming feature.
So you're doing the gaming. So which game are you featuring this week?
Fallout 46.
Fallout 46, which is what? Is that like shooting people and
like bopping them? It's like I get to build your own base. It's like... Everything goes to extinct and you try to build yourself up and build your own community and everything.
Okay, brilliant. So that's different from what I described.
Yeah.
Have you actually got that game yourself?
It's not out yet, but I played the Fallout 4, that's the old one. So
okay.
It's like the newer version.
Are you going to be like an anorak and sort of download it as soon as it's available?
Probably, yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. It sounds like a really interesting game. Can you do it on your phone?
No.
So were you playing a different game on your phone earlier on? I was trying to talk
yeah.
to you. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you told me something that was really, really fascinating. You told me about your home life, which we're not going to go into massively. And then you said you're waiting for something.
Yeah, I'm waiting for heart surgery.
Wow. Not just any old heart surgery, though, is it? You're waiting for a heart transplant.
Heart transplant, yeah.
Well, if I could do without mine, you could have it.
Thank you.
You know, but I don't know. When people say to me, I haven't got a heart anyway. So, I mean, but that's incredible. How does that affect your daily life?
Most of the time, like, I can be really weak and struggling with my breathing. So I have to do steps like changing my routines around, make me feel comfortable, doing other ways to find other ways around it.
That's really incredible, because what we see when you come in here is a smiley face and you really enjoy it, and I'm so glad that you do. And so what happens, how long have you got to wait now? Is it in the pipeline?
Well, I've just got to wait until I become very weak and then whatever from there, basically. That's
right.
What I found out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and you still manage to smile. It's
every
incredible.
Day.
And you're another incredible chap. On it, we should point this out. You know, we've just won an award, which you know, what we perhaps didn't shout about enough was the youngsters that are on the course are incredible too. And you've got an incredible story too. Now, I was a little bit nosy this morning and intrusive, because every week you come in and you sit down, and what the listener doesn't see is I take your sticks from you and say, I'll take your sticks from you, and so on. So that's and people won't see that on the airways. And I hope you don't mind me bringing this up. But I said to you this morning, hope you don't mind, why do you need these sticks?
Well, I need them because originally I had cerebral palsy anyway, but I could still walk normally. But a couple of years ago, back in 2014, I came back from a school trip to Poland, and I woke up in the worst pain of my life, and, you know, I could not describe how bad it was. You know, I was hallucinating. I got to the hostel, they tried gas and air, they tried calming down, in the end they had to, you know, knock me out. But what they think it is now is something's gone wrong in my brain, and it's sending pain signals when it shouldn't. Even though the leg itself is fine, my brain thinks there's damage there, so it's sending really bad pain signals. So every time I put weight on it, you know, it hurts. You know, every time I, you know, accidentally miss it with my crutch or something, it hurts quite badly.
Wow. And how long has this been? How long have you been paying for?
Depending on how badly I put my weight on it.
Yeah.
Because if I've proper fell over, or, you know, if I've, you know, tripped over, or if I've put my weight on it by a complete accident, I could be out for a couple of days up to a week. Depending.
Wow. That's and how bad is the pain? Do you need painkillers?
I don't like painkillers. Right. It's just because it has to be quite strong to even touch it. It is quite bad pain. It's, you know, but it's rather stand still and let my life go by, or just try and carry on.
That's such a great attitude to have. And that's inspirational, what you've just said then, because there'll be other people out there that'll be going through, you know, similar sorts of pains, and there'll be other people out there that will be thinking, well, do you know what, I haven't got half as much as pain as that, so maybe I should stop moaning about my little life. And honestly, it's the first time we've ever spoken about this. I had no clue. When you guys come in, I don't know too much about you. All I want you to do is build up your confidence and entertain us on the radio and have some fun, and you go away with a smile on your chops. And generally, that's what happens. And you know, I'm really pleased that you told us about that today. I know it's you know, it's private, but you know, you said you didn't mind, so we discussed it, and hopefully that will inspire other people. I think you're both inspirational. I just wanted people to know that it's not just, you know, certain kids that come in and do radio. Certain kids come in and they're in pain and they've got problems. But you smile through it and make fabulous radio, and it's a pleasure to be working with you on a weekly basis, even though you're a Man United fan and you stole Sanchez, but sadly he's not doing so good for you. How long is this going to, are you stuck with this now, or are they working on things?
I don't think they've got a solution, so the majority option is going to be for the rest of my life.
Wow, that's something to live with, isn't it? Crikey. Okay, well, look, carry on being an inspiration, and carry on with that attitude. And you know, I'm not saying that life's going to get better, but it's probably better than, like you say, sitting around and moping around. You've still got a smile on your face, even if Man United don't win anything this year. And I am going to smear it into you every time they lose from now on. Thank you, and thank you, old Husk. Can we call you Husk?
No, thank you.
Because actually, it's Huskinson.
Huskinson, yeah.
Huskinson, all right. And you're a Lumley. You are the great-grandson of Joanna?
No.
I'm not impressed with that. Thank you both so much for coming in. We're going to take...